Look around you. Look around you. Just look around you. Have you worked out what we're looking for? Correct. The answer is music. Issue, because there are those who actually believe that this is music. They call it birdsong, but it's hardly a song. There's no real tune to speak of, just a random cacophony of squawks and chirrups. What a racket!
Riddle elbow, she gave a screech. She was badly scared. I'm sorry to admit it, but she quickly disappeared. You probably escaped with ease, I'm sure she was not drowned. The serried ring of flashing steel, growled tiger did the storm. The root pistol pressed forward, in stubborn rank on rank. The tiger, to his vast surprise, was forced to walk the plank. He who 100 victims had driven to that drop, and all his crimes, was forced to go kerflip, kerflop. Oh, there was joy in Wapping when the news flew through the land. At Maidenhead and Henley there was dancing on the strand. Rats were roasted all at Brentford and at Victoria Dock. And a day of celebration was commanded in Bangkok.
Love comes in.
principal from the music class of St. Heathen's Grammar in Grantham. Helen, Rosie, and Partari. We're going to be giving them a brief musical quiz. You can join in too, so have your copybooks ready. Helen, how many notes are there in a scale?
8.
Correct. Rosie, how long is a standard trombone?
Extended or contracted?
Contracted.
32 inches.
Correct. Partario, I was born in Portugal 300 years ago. My belly has 2 holes in it. I spend most of my time underneath your chin. What am I? Helen or Rosie?
Is it a viola?
Correct. Bonus point. Fingers on buzzers. Who had better singing voices, men or women? Rosie?
Women.
No, it's men. Popular music. Which group had a number one hit with the Scarecrow song? Helen?
The Beatles?
Correct. What town was Schubert built in? What town was Schubert built in? No one? Schubert was born in Vienna. That's the end of the quiz. And we can see that Rosie is the winner. How did you think? Now we present Rosie with her prize, a beautiful 17th century harp. But the others don't go away empty-handed. They each receive a consolation prize of a look around your pencil. Experiment was carried out to demonstrate how a modern song is composed. Here's a state-of-the-art songwriting computer, the Harrington 1200. You've probably never seen one yourself because it costs almost £1,000. The Harrington 1200 comprises a keyboard, console, and banks of oscillators and modulators. But it's at the heart of the Harrington that we find the real musical motors that power this machine. DNA samples taken from the composers Gilbert and Sullivan. This is Jack Morgan, the scientist who will be operating the machine. He starts by informing the Harrington of the song's key.
S.
It's in the key of S. Write that down. Next, the song's tempo.
Quite fast.
Finally, the scientist must think of a title for the song. He scans his surroundings, looking for inspiration.
Little Mouse.
Little Mouse. It's a catchy title. Write it down. Harrington 1200 gets composed. And a few moments later, the song is written.
Yeah. existence of my life, with or without my wife, in terms of the human relationships, the juxtaposition of one person to another, form, conflict.
Artie, why don't you knock off the bullshit and get to the point?
This is the point. This is the point, Tabor. It's not bullshit. I'm not just talking about my wife, I'm talking about my life. I can't seem to get that through to you. I'm not just talking about one person, I'm talking about everybody. I'm talking about form, I'm talking about content, I'm talking about interrelationships, I'm talking about God, the devil, hell, heaven! Do you understand? Finally!
Yeah, Artie, you're so fucking dumb, I can't believe it.
Oh! Oh!
It makes me feel very peculiar. Very peculiar when you throw in something
peculiar.
Like that.
Why?
What does that mean?
Peculiar.
I want to tell you guys something. You just don't want to learn anything. You just don't want to listen to anybody.
Wait.
He's got intelligence.
Wait a minute. You've never heard the word peculiar? Say, what are you trying to say? You trying to say I'm queer? Is that it? Little Marianne? Little Marjorie, Jen? Little
Nestor?
Huh? Is that it? Is that what you're trying to tell me? Is that your idea of communicating something to me? Is it? Well, is it?
They're all crowding in on you, Mr. Harding. They're all ganging up on you.
Is that news?
No, they sometimes want to gang up on me, too, but
that's right. Do me a favor. Huh? Take it easy. And stay off my side.
But I only want to help you.
I understand.
But don't you want me to...
Please.
But I only want to...
Please.
But I only want to help you.
Please.
Thank you.
tape patch thoroughly beforehand.
That's right. And also give to some charity, please.
Yes.
To the lifeboats or something.
That's right.
Do you know something, Kat?
Yes, I do.
Just a little something.
Okay.
Yes, beautifully done. And of course, in those days, you very rarely held it in your hand, so it was perfect, everything was sharp. Mind you, couldn't take anything very quickly. So, but really, he had a very good quality, obviously. Thornton Picard, I think he had at the time, and you know, the old fashioned one where you looked in and saw it all. Yeah. I mean, out on the road, I've been calling on people all my life, and when you're calling on people, you can always pop in. Hope my past employers aren't listening, you know, you pop in and see something that you like while you're there, why not? You know, take a photograph or have a cup of tea or something.
No, no, no. I've loved it all. If I dropped dead on the bus going home now, I've loved it all. I can honestly say I have many regrets. Not everything's gone 100% right in life, but I really have enjoyed it all. I can't grumble at any of it. I've got my health, and I've got my family, and I've got a lot of fun, I like to think. And I've enjoyed it all. No, I don't have it every day, but I would enjoy it every day. I think that you go to a hotel for a weekend, whatever you like, and an English breakfast. And we used to go caravanning, and you get the bacon coming across the field from somebody else's land. It's a lovely start to the day, isn't it? I love breakfast. I'm not a fussy eater. One thing I cannot eat is cheese. I couldn't eat it to be polite. You know, most things we can eat. No, I don't know. But I would enjoy it. Apple pie and ice cream. That's the way to finish a meal. You know, any trouble, make sure they don't fall off of this stone. Do you know what I did? Crash myself. I had my nose ripped open and I was taken to the first aid control. And I got a right charm, you can imagine it. So that was most embarrassing. There was me going to get the assistance of the last class department. Every day, twice a day, they'll stretch right out. So that can't be a bad idea. So I leave it stretching a couple of times in bed. And as a vet said to me one day, have you ever seen a cat go jogging? The level of humour's gone down. It's very sad. They're trying to get a laugh on the cheap way, and it isn't really funny. But I can laugh in the day all the way through. I can see the funny side. I mean, if there's somebody in front of you having an argument, I can see the funny side of that, you know, because they both get wet up over something. And you're like going through the till, you know. Somebody's got the wrong money, and then somebody grumbles behind. That sort of thing, you know, it's amusing, really. Oh, I can laugh in most things. I do like a bit of humour around the place. There's a lot of sad people about, and there's a lot of serious people about, obviously.
Strange, strange, timeless place. crystal, poor crystal.
Although we'd probably get used to it after a while. But for the moment, at least, music is here to stay.
Thank you.
thinking of a career in music. It's an exciting opportunity and could be a very rewarding endeavor.
Now my greatest friend in the whole wide world, he's the greatest could ever be found. And I owe my life and more to him, for he saved me when I nearly drowned. My lobster and me,
lobster and me,
play in the sea,
play in the sea,
splashing around, so happy and free,
happy and free.
Yeah, he's one hell of a crustacean, he's my joy, my inspiration. His name is Jim,
Jimmy.
He loves to swim,
swimming.
I give him a wink,
winky.
He gives me a grin. He's pink and hot and small and scaly,
and he makes my breakfast daily.
And I was alone, happiness never knew me, until the day that fate gave to me love. Submarine with my lovely Langoustine. So we walked through the sand, pincer in hand. Finally now, I think I can understand why people want to stay together, grow old and fat and gray together. So I cannot ignore how much of a bore until the day that fate gave to me love and laughter. Submarine with my lovely Langoustine. My lobster and me, we play in the sea, we're splashing around, so happy and free. Yeah, he's one hell of a crustacean, he's my joy, my inspiration. And now I know how happy life can be.
Happy life can be.
Now hand in your copybooks to your teacher or head of class. In the next program, we will look at reggae.